This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yeah, surely there must be some who will fling aside the cowardly love of peace and speak out for their Lord and for His truth. A craven spirit is upon man, and their tongues are paralyzed. Oh, for an outburst of true faith and holy zeal. Wow. Wow. Those are the preachers of the 1800s, friends. Of course, that contradicts everything what we see today in America. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. Now, aside of that, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. As well, friends, you can go over to Bradley Dean, double E, two different Facebook pages, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean, Bradley, double E. Or you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, you can also check us out. Well, you can actually jump online with us and check us out one-on-one. How does that sound? We can spar. Because we're not always looking for the pros. We're also looking for the cons. Because we notice that there's a lot of cons to the bloggers. And a lot of people like to talk, but they never get on the radio with us. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And we all know where that was derived from, none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you tell us why, Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
You might want to bring up the WND commentary today, too.
Yeah, the WND commentary. For those of you who'd like to see and check out Bradley's newest WND article, go to WND.com, or you can check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We always get great comments. I think it's a great way for people who say, listen, you know, what can I do? I stay at home. I'm a homeschool mom, or I'm not really out there. I just do a regular, you know, job. And listen, you can grab these articles, like them, share them, pass and to all your friends. Get the truth out there. It only takes one little spark to set aflame a wildfire across this nation. And what I like about
a wildfire.
A wildfire, that's right. You know, one tiny little spark, right? You think, I'm just one little person. What can I do? Listen, share the truth. The truth catches like wildfire, and it spreads rapidly. So that's what we want to do with the truth. And, you know, that's what I like as well about Facebook, with Bradley Dean on Facebook and also Bradley Dean with the fan page and the Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. They're good gold nuggets of truth. They're power punches. They're power points. It gives you things lots of times the media doesn't want you to hear or see.
Yep, and keep in mind,
share those with others.
Keep in mind the younger generation, just to show you how quick they are, their thought process are set on 7-second increments. So if you're wondering why I'm always power punching, because it always holds the attention of the people. By the way, that's the way I think too.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it naturally in every sense of the word, but that's how you actually drop the seed in. You got to keep their attention. Smith Wigglesworth rightly said, he's a famous preacher from the early 1900s. He said, if you want to do something for God, you got to first get people's attention.
Yeah, exactly.
We can get your attention. The Holy Ghost is the one that brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, is the one that plants the seed.
Yeah. And what I like about Facebook too, is it's not always the same topic. It's kind of like if you go to a buffet, you're not going to get all cheese. You're not going to get all bread.
It's the furthest thing from the ordinary conservative Christian self-professed in both genres. It's the furthest thing from what they are. We're actually, if we show the problem, we're always bringing the answer because I want to. And I don't like dragging people over the top of the hill with me. But you know what? For those that don't know the difference, I'm more than happy to attempt to do just that with the help of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. And it's like I was mentioning, if you go to a smorgasbord, you're going to have what? Fruit, meat, bread, all sorts of different things. When you go to Facebook, you're going to get, you know.
Hey, maybe we should do the whole radio show just on that smorgasbord.
We should talk about food. That's right. You know, but I in all seriousness, though, it's true. You're going to get, you know, an article, Bradley's, for example, column, you know, WND column just came out last night. Or you're going to get, you know, a good power punch, gold nugget of truth from one of our founding forefathers. Or you're going to get something to talk about immigration or about the president. I mean, you're going to get it all, and it's going to be a nice PowerPoint punches for you. So please do check that out, WND.com.
Well, give them an example. I mean, if you go to Bradley Dean right now on Sons of, I'm sorry, not on Sons of Liberty Radio, it's on that page as well, but on Bradley Dean, double E, 72% approval among Muslims for the President of the United States of America.
Oh, that's
posted right now, friends. That's from the Drudge Report. 72% of Muslims in this country approve of Barack Hussein Obama.
If that's not scary, I do not know what is.
55% of the atheists support this criminal in office, of course.
Oh, I'm sure.
35% of Mormons. 18% of the Mormon population, 41% of the self-proclaimed Christians, folks, which all 41% of them, it's a lack of Christianity. And there's supposed to be 54% of the Jewish population that support this president.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe it, but I don't think Drudge is a big, you know, fan of this administration in any sense of the word.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and another example is you'll get, for example, Charles Spurgeon, Prince of Preachers. You'll get a great quote by him. You roll down, you're going to get a quote by Abraham Lincoln. Love him or hate him, this is what he said.
I'm getting responses from people, folks. I got just on Bradley Dean. I'm on it right now. We got almost 85,000 friends. I'm getting responses, personal messages constantly. Thank you for constantly feeding me every day. I was just thinking about this morning. It really is there to feed the soul and to feed the sheep. And as Stephanie, you were just talking about the smorgasbord. Not everybody that goes into a restaurant orders the same thing. That's
right.
Why I'm always throwing a plethora of what's in my heart out on the table for people to feed upon.
And also too,
I am the bread of life, Christ said.
And also, too, not everybody needs the same thing. For example, when we do assembly programs, this is about the same vein but a little bit different. When you do assembly programs, you have one kid who is dealing with drugs. You got another kid who's dealing with a family issue. You got another kid that's dealing with, you know, drinking, another kid that's dealing with peer pressure. We hit all those topics so that way every kid's going to get fed in his heart in some point of what we're talking about during our assembly program. Going back to the Facebook, it's the same thing. For example, Liberty Enlightening the World. Did you know that in the Statue of Liberty in New York, the Statue of Liberty, in her left hand is the Declaration of Independence. At her feet are broken chains, symbolic of freedom. The rays on her head represent the seven continents of the world, and at her feet are the broken chains symbolizing freedom. And broken chains, well, yes, we now are a free nation. Those are little gold nugget PowerPoints. You're like, wow, that's awesome. I never knew that that's what the Statue of Liberty all stood for and meant. So, great things. Go there. Check
you know,
it out.
Interestingly
like
enough,
it.
When I posted that, and then you get these whacks out there, you know, the green means that they're giants, and then this symbol means that they're satanic, and then this symbol means it's Mason. I know Satan used to mock Christ all the time, even by quoting scriptures. So does that take away from the fact that Christ was the originator of the words?
Right.
They strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel.
That's right.
Folks, you undo yourself when you throw stupid stuff out there. Get Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come right back and talk about the prophetic vision of George Washington, which is in the congressional record. You might like this, friends. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. And interestingly enough, we were just talking about Bradley Dean on Facebook. And I was just over there, and I'm going back and forth with the vet. He's telling me to show respect to the President of the United States. And
respect the office of the President of the United States.
That's what he was saying to me. And interestingly enough, here, I'll just give you a little feedback, friends, as to those that are going back and forth on Bradley Dean on Facebook right now. It's great interaction. I love it. This is what he said to me. He said, "You are encouraging treason." Okay.
Mm.
He said, "This is the President of the United States of America. Show some respect, sir." How
is he showing respect to our nation?
Just wait a second. How backwards? I mean, these people act like they know who I am. You are encouraging treason? By making sure those that represent we the people abide by the laws of the land? This shows you how backwards people are in their mentality, friends. It's just like what it says in Scripture. Of course, that's where it comes from, right? When Jesus said the love of many waxed cold. Why? Because they're workers of iniquity. They don't know the difference between their right hand and their left hand anymore, friends. Some. I said, in reply, "You're a funny guy. This man violates the Constitution of the United States of America, and you give him license to break the law when hundreds of thousands of men and women died to ratify through their sacrifice the freedoms that we have now? You're telling me to respect him?" I said, "You, sir, need to show some respect to him who died to give the president the privilege to be there in the first place." He said this. He said, "I am a Purple Heart recipient from serving in Vietnam." I said back, I said, "I'm surprised that you would support this administration." Then I went on to tell him my cousin was killed in Vietnam. Yep, I get it. Most families in America come from military families, friends, because if we didn't, guess what? We wouldn't have something called freedom now, would we? And I also understand from reading the Constitution and the founding documents that the president doesn't have a right to break the law. But yet people believe that for some reason he has a right to do that. No, he does not. That's criminal.
Exactly. He does not have a right to break the law. When you look and say, oh, my goodness.
People
especially
are
coming
ignorant.
From the mentality of someone who is a Purple Heart recipient and who fought in war, you would think that you say, listen, you would be the last person that I would expect to support this administration who is willfully trampling under that
totally.
Sacrifice.
I bet he had something. Well, I did notice that he was a black guy.
Yeah.
And I've noticed a lot of this, that it's the black folks are calling the white folks racist because they're calling out Obama for his crimes against our laws.
Yeah.
I don't care what color he
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
I'm sick and tired of it.
I don't care if you're pink, blue, red, orange,
doesn't
green,
matter.
Yellow.
It's an issue of law, right and wrong.
Exactly.
All nations are but one blood. We all bleed the same color. And if you're going to be that shallow to sit there and side with a president that's destroying the boat you're on because he's the same color, you're the racist.
Yeah. And even that statistic that you said about 72% of Muslims support this administration. We're a Christian nation, folks. If that doesn't tell you anything, you just don't have ears to hear.
Well, it sounds like someone's trying to infiltrate, to overthrow our way of life, friends, to implement something called Sharia law.
That's right.
Why wouldn't they support this man? Now, you want to talk about treason? There you have it right there. That is treason.
100%. All right, now we're going to take a little look here at George Washington. This is one of my favorite stories. This is a great story to be able to teach your kids. For those of you who are listening, this story of George Washington used to be told in virtually every student textbook in America. This is the story. It goes as follows. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, a 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. After 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse.
Mm-hmm.
When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him.
Now, what's interesting is David said, the Lord gave commandment to save me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Son of the Republic, I think this is awesome.
Yeah.
Several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. He told his family, by the all-powerful dispensations of Providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. Amen. 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington 17 different times without effect. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told Washington, I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who could never die in battle. And we all know what George Washington went on
Amen.
To do. It's like
Amen.
The Lord is preserving him, his life just to establish this nation.
Well, many people actually, they've uncovered through spiritual eyes who he really was. And many people acknowledge George Washington as an apostle.
Mm-hmm.
And they call him the father of our nation. An apostle is one that is sent. If you go to 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, first the apostle, you look at John Adams, they called him the Colossus of Independence. As a matter of fact, it was Thomas Jefferson that said that. Well, what is a Colossus? What is one that brings the hammer? A prophet. So you have the apostle and the prophet breaking up the way, and one that is sent to establish, and then you have the teacher to lay the foundation.
Yeah.
And there you have it, a Thomas Jefferson. And I'm not excluding the other 53 men. I'm just simply saying that these are the most famous, for the most part, when we speak of our founding forefathers.
And you notice, too, George Washington, not only did he, you know, give great speeches about our nation, he actually fought to establish our nation. If you look at so many times we see, you know,
big difference.
Yes, yeah, statesmen and women who classify themselves as politicians, but they're supposed to be statesmen and women, you know, they haven't gone to battle to fight for this nation
nope.
at all. Then why would they care about preserving it? If
of
they
course.
Really haven't put their own blood, sweat, and tears into it, then why in the world would they care about making sure that we continue on as a Christian nation?
Well, I think that says a lot about our founding forefathers. They were willing to fight for what was established. Now what we see is politicians willing to send your kids to fight overseas for what they want to establish unlawfully and unconstitutionally. constitutionally. One of the things, too, I want you to read this off really quick, was George Washington's farewell address. And virtually every student in America knew this all the way up until 1962, that religion and morality were the essential pillars of civil society. Give some new information. Shed some new light on what was in that farewell speech.
Well, George Washington's farewell address was one of the most significant things taught in American schools, so much so that it was its own separate textbook. In his farewell address, he told America what brought us our success and warned us what must be done to continue it. It has almost now but completely disappeared in public schools today.
Of course. Now they got the revisionists in there through the atheists, through these new educational schemes, teaching the young people in this country just the exact opposite of who our forefathers really were.
That's right. They have them hating our forefathers rather than loving them for what they did to establish our country.
Now, and you can thank the professors for that.
That's right. It has almost completely disappeared in public schools today. It recently has shown up in college textbooks, minus the four warnings Washington gave that has to do directly with divine providence. He explained in his farewell address that of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports.
In public schools?
Yes.
Really?
Oh,
Our forefathers wanted to know, they wanted us to know that there was no king but King Jesus?
Of course.
Of course. And who's attempting to throw that off and whitewash that one away, friends? Yeah. Go to the next point.
Next point. He said, in vain, he goes on this quote by saying, in vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars.
So those that are subverting and perverting our real history are those that are out to destroy our country.
Of course.
Wow.
Destroy America because they hate God and the foundations that it was established
upon. Said the founder, the father of our country.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to be called the president. He wanted to be called the father of our country.
Yeah.
Mr. President George Washington.
That's right. Religion and morality are the indispensable supports of all dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity.
And that's what he said.
Yep.
Wow. And here we are. Isn't he the guy that also said that without God in the Bible, how are you to govern your nation?
Yeah.
You can't.
It is impossible to rightly govern this nation without God and the Bible. And when you know, and he was in good company too as well, because it was even Samuel Adams. He said the Bible is worth all other books which have ever been printed.
Governor of Virginia. 8.3% were quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. 7.9% were quotes from Sir William Blackstone concerning our foundations. 2.9% were quotes from John Locke. 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs all came from the Bible as well.
That's right. And it was Theodore Roosevelt who said a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. And going back to Samuel Adams, he said it's when people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. And what are we seeing?
Amen.
We're seeing that in America today.
Time and place encamped midwinter at Valley Forge, the low point of the American Revolution, having lost almost every battle and in constant retreat since the beginning of the war, George Washington wrote a vision. And friends, it is recorded in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. I'm going to kick that off when we get back on the other side of this break, because this is some seriously interesting information. And will America be destroyed, friends? Not according to George Washington's vision. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-8255. 888-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you go over to Bradley Dean on Facebook right now, interestingly enough, I posted a picture of Barack Obama, the outlaw president, where he posted, you know, we all know that he has infamously said he don't need no stinking Congress. He's got a pan, right? Well, they got a picture of him dressed up like a Hispanic bendito. And interestingly enough, it says right up on the billboard portion of the poster, the outlaw president. I've got about 1,226 shares, and I got about 67 comments. So, again, just to show you the interaction that we've got going on between Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. It's great. Keep it up, friends, because this is what it's about, and we definitely appreciate it. Just during the break, folks, just to kind of let you know, too, some of the feedback that we get from callers. We get a lot of phone calls where they don't want to jump on the radio. I promise if you do get on the radio with me, I'm not going to bite your head off. Unless you come after me that way. I mean, I guess, you know, sincerity is going to be responded with sincerity. And if it's insincere, you're going to get an insincere response. But for the most part, I just encourage people to give us a call at any time, which is 1-866-233-0747. Chase, what was that last phone call about?
Well, he called in and, for part of the call, his voice is breaking out. You could tell there's just a lot of emotion and there was thankfulness in it. He said that he had fallen away from the Lord. He was ex-military and he had come back to the Lord and been listening to the show for about four years now. And it's been encouraging for him and building up his faith and growing up who he is in the Lord. So that was just really encouraging to hear. This is a huge part of him growing up in his faith.
Amen. Well, that's awesome. Thanks for calling in. George Washington's vision is recorded in the Library of Congress. Wow. Again, time, place, encamped midwinter at Valley Forge, the low point of the American Revolution, having lost almost every battle in the process and in constant retreat since the beginning of the war. This is what George Washington stated. This afternoon, as I was sitting at the table engaged in preparing a dispatch, something seemed to disturb me. Looking up, I beheld a standing opposite of me, a singularly beautiful female. So astonished was I, for I had given strict orders not to be disturbed, that it was some moments before I found language to inquire the cause of her presence. A second and a third and even fourth time did I repeat my question, but received no answer from my mysterious visitor except a slight raising of her eyes. By this time I felt a strange sensation spreading through me. George Washington said I'd have risen, but the riveted gaze of the being before me rendered volition impossible. I essayed once more to address her, but my tongue had become useless as though it had become paralyzed. It's interesting because when you look in Scripture, the angel of the Lord shows up, you hit the dirt. Jesus Christ in the resurrection comes out, like in the book of Revelations, John at Patmos. Jesus shows up, you hit the dirt. And it's interesting that when spiritual things, namely holy beings from the Spirit of the Most High God, come, your natural inclination is to fear what you don't know. Now, if it was evil, you'd probably be more accustomed to it because you live in a fallen world. But when holy angels and angelic forces, scriptural, through and through friends, show up, interestingly, that your natural, again, dispensation would feel fear towards that being. Just like George Washington is identifying even here now. He said, a new influence, mysterious, potent, irresistible, took possession of me. He said, all I could do was gaze steadily, vacantly at my own unknown visitor. Gradually, the surrounding atmosphere seemed as if it had been filled with sensations and luminous. Everything about me seemed to rarefy the mysterious visitor herself, becoming more airy and yet more distinct to my sight than before. I now began to feel as one dying, or rather to experience the sensations which I have sometimes imagined accompany dissolution. He said, I did not think, I did not reason, I did not move. All were alike impossible. George Washington said that I was only conscious of gazing fixedly, vacantly at my companion. Presently I heard a voice saying, Seraph was saying to George Washington, Son of the Republic, said the mysterious voice as before, look and learn. And at that moment I beheld a dark, shadowy being like an angel standing, or rather floating in midair between Europe and America, dipping water out of the ocean in the hollow of each hand. He sprinkled some upon America in his right hand, and while with his left hand he cast some on Europe. And immediately a cloud raised from these countries and joined in the mid-ocean, and for a while it seemed stationary. And then moved slowly westward until it enveloped America in its murky folds. Sharp flashes of lightning gleamed through it at intervals, and I heard the smothered groans and the cries of the American people. This is George Washington's prophetic vision, which is in the Library of Congress. He goes on, sharp flashes of lightning gleamed through its intervals. And again he said, I heard the smothered groans and the cries of the American people. A second time the angel dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it out as before. The dark cloud was then drawn back to the ocean in whose heaving billows it sank from view. A third time I heard the mysterious voice saying, Son of the Republic, look and learn. I cast my eyes upon America and behold villages and towns and cities springing up one after another until the whole land from the Atlantic to the Pacific was dotted with them. Friends, that was not the case during the Revolutionary War. There were 13 colonies. Again, I heard the mysterious voice say, said George Washington, Son of the Republic, the end of the century cometh, look and learn. At this time, the dark, shadowy angel turned his face southward, and from Africa, and I saw an ill-omened scepter approach our land. It flitted slowly over every town and city over the latter. The inhabitants presently set themselves in battle array against each other. This would be the Civil War, friends. This vision was in the 1700s. As I continued looking, I saw a bright angel on whose brow rested a crown of light on which was traced the word Union, bearing the American flag which he placed between the divided nation and said, "Remember, you are brethren." Instantly, the inhabitants casting from their weapons became friends once more and united around the national standard. Folks, this is the prophetic vision of George Washington in the 1700s, which is recorded in the Library of Congress, identifying the Civil War. What, some 80, 90 years before it came to pass? "And again, I heard the mysterious voice saying," said George Washington, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." At this dark, shadowy angel placed a trumpet to his mouth and blew three distinct blasts. And taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. "Then my eyes," said George Washington, "beheld a fearful scene. From each of these countries arose thick black clouds that were soon joined to one. Throughout this mass there gleamed a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men who, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by the sea to America. Our country was enveloped in this volume of clouds, and I saw these vast armies devastate the whole country and burn the villages, towns, and cities that I beheld springing up. As my ears listening to the thundering of the cannon, clashings of the swords, and the shouts and cries of millions in mortal combat, I heard again the voice, the mysterious voice," said Washington, "saying, 'Son of the Republic, look and learn.' When the voice has ceased, the dark, shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long, fearful blast. Instantly a light of a thousand suns shone down from above me and pierced and broke into fragments the dark cloud which enveloped America, but at the same time moment, in the moment the angel upon whose head still shone the word Union and who bore our national flag is one hand and in one sword in the other. He descended from the heavens attended by a legions of white spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome, but who immediately taking courage again, closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle." I'm getting a witness on some of this stuff, friends. "Again, amid the fearful noise of the conflict, I heard the mysterious voice saying, 'Son of the Republic, look and learn.' As the voice ceased, the shadowy angel from the last time dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly the dark cloud rolled back together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious." In other words, those that were willing to stand and to bear and to suffer the trial. I'll say it again. George Washington said through his vision, "America instantly," this is the last war, "instantly the dark cloud rolled back together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Then once more," George Washington said, "I beheld the villages, towns, and cities springing up where I had seen them before, while the bright angel planting the azure standard he had brought in the midst of them cried with loud voice," he said, "while the stars remain and the heavens sent down dew upon the earth, so long shall the Union last. And taking from his brow the crown on which blazoned the word Union, he placed it upon the standard while the people kneeling down said, Amen." Whoo! Interestingly enough, I just recently heard of a very well-known evangelist, a worldwide evangelist, so I give him some credit, not just an American evangelist. It was said that he prophesied that America would be spared. And I said, well, that's great that America will be spared. Of course, that is my desire. Of course, that's the end of my faith, even the salvation of my soul. Of course, I want to make sure that we have a future and a hope for all of us and our posterity. But the bottom line is America going to be spared, but what's the price to pay in the process to get there? See, this is what the American Christian always forgets, is the cross and the trial and the test. And when you read and you listen to the prophetic vision of George Washington, the father of America, give detail for detail, line upon line, precept upon precept as to the things that he's seen back in the 1700s concerning what is still coming into America today. Friends, America is going to be saved? I believe it will be. But what is the price in the process? And the other question is, are you
willing? Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I want to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Your feedback's always appreciated. 1-866-233-0747. Been getting phone calls throughout the hour. Let's stick to the topic. The prophetic vision of George Washington, the father of America. It is recorded in the Library of Congress. If you'd like to look it up, you can. Of course, you're going to get people attacking this, but it's interesting how acute he was in the vision concerning the Civil War. And how he foreseen the third war. And keep in mind, he came out of war. And he was at the lowest folks ebb of the war. Matter of fact, he was losing almost every battle, and he was in constant retreat since the beginning of the war. What a better place for the Lord to give him vision. It's scriptural, friends. It's totally scriptural. Read John 12:25 when you get a minute. I'm going to read the last paragraph for you. And I want you to note, friends, that when George Washington was receiving this from this little angelic friend, and I speak as a man, and show no disrespect in any sense of the word. It's interesting that Washington was losing the war up to the point of this vision. Having foreseen the victory in this vision, he claimed the victory, owned the victory, and went on to glorious victory. Immediately crossing the Delaware River in the middle of winter against the advice of his generals to rout the Hessians at Trenton without losing a man. That's scriptural from A to Z. Now going back to the last paragraph here, George Washington conveys to us, the scene instantly began to fade and dissolve. And I at last saw nothing but the rising, curling vapor I at first beheld. This also was disappearing. I found myself one more time gazing upon the mysterious visitor who in the same voice I heard before said, Son of the Republic, what have you seen is thus interpreted. Three great perils will come upon the Republic. That's us, America. The most fearful is the third. That's what's coming. But in this greatest conflict, the world united shall not prevail against her. Wow. There's a witness on this stuff, guys. Here, let me say that again. The most fearful is the third, but in the greatest conflict, the whole world united against America shall not prevail against her. That sounds like my God. That sounds like my captain. That sounds like the line of the tribe of Judah. That sounds like the great I Am. That sounds like the man of war. That sounds like the great shepherd of the flock. That's who that sounds like. But also notice throughout this vision, friends, the true children of the Republic, the true children of the Most High God are going to be tried in the fire, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And just keep in mind, friends, you don't bow, you don't burn. Let me say that again. You don't bow, you don't burn. I'm not telling you to do anything wrong or illegal. I'm telling you to do that which is upright before a just and a holy God and obey Him at all costs. It's better to obey God than man. And you can see in this country, friends, that you have a government, not all again, keep in mind, I love that institution of government, but good government. We have a lot of corruption in government today that we are, by God, commanded to stand against. In so many different ways, friends. Let me go back to this vision. The most fearful is the third, but in the greatest conflict, the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Oh, the New World Order monkeys are just bending over backwards on this one. Oh, I know. The history of the world, friends, is tyrants trying to do something that they are not permitted to do, namely towards mankind. And what is that? They want to put their throne, and they want to ascend their throne above God's. God will have none of it. Oh my goodness, from the very beginning to the present, friends, there are always men that are attempting to dethrone God, and it just doesn't work. The most fearful is the third, but in the greatest conflict, the whole world united against her shall not prevail. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and the Union. With these words, the vision vanished, and I departed from my seat. I'm sorry, he said, I started from my seat and felt that I had seen a vision wherein had been shown to me the birth, progress, and the destiny of the United States of America. It ends with, let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God and his land and the Union. Now, you can take those words any way you want to, friends, but just keep in mind, I didn't say it, and it must be incredible for the very purpose that it's recorded in the Library of Congress. And the other thing is that the Spirit of God bears witness to some of the things that are going on here. And is it true that George Washington won the day? Well, 238 years later, we're all here, aren't we? Guess what, friends? He won. But it's also a known fact that all the way through the war, he was constantly on retreat. He was losing battle after battle after battle. So what happened in between? I don't know. We're the in-betweenites, friends. So the question I have for you, my friends, is what are you going to do with the fact that we have a future and a hope? We have to prepare our field and ask the Lord to bring the rain. We have to fight the good fight because we're born of the Spirit of God and we have the faith that overcomes the world. Folks, we're not succumbers to fear. We're not born of the spirit of fear. Because God has not given that unto us. He's given unto us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And keep in mind that love is given unto us by the Holy Ghost. It's a holy love. It's an ardent love. I love history. I love knowing a little something about what's coming down the line rather than, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. You've heard me say this 1,000 times. Oh, the Lord's on the throne. He'll do what he'll do. Yep, he will. And my Bible tells me that he looks to and fro upon the earth for those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. My Bible tells me and asks the questions in the book of Isaiah. Who has believed the report of the Lord? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To them that believe. It's a verb. It's an action word. My Bible tells me in the New Testament that the power of the Most High rests upon those that believe the record that God has given towards us in His Son, Jesus Christ. Going over to 1 John, this comes to my aid. The Spirit bears truth, witness to all truth that's been given. Is it a fact? Yep. When we go to Hebrews 11, we think about the faith chapter. The men that didn't bow. Guess what, friends? They didn't burn. And because they didn't bow, they saw the hand of God in their life. They seen the manifestation of the Spirit. And to all of those critics out there listening to me right now, you are not to find your faith in man's wisdom. I want to tell you that right now. Because I want to tell you something, critics of the Most High God. Keep in mind that if you can be talked into something, you can also be talked out of something. You're to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And when you meet him on his terms, guess what? He answers by fire. He bestows upon you the Holy Ghost. But keep in mind as well, friends, that the Lord will not cast pearls before swine. He will not give gifts unto those that trample them underfoot. Lord, he is, friends, who he says he is. He's just looking for people across this nation who actually believe what he has to say. Last thing you want to do is lay on your deathbed and say, oh, I wish I would have believed everything in that book. No, 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 no. We're wrong. He's right. We stand on that Bible. We put our feet on it and say, Lord, I'm right all the way down to this book. And everything that you've said, you are absolutely right about. Boy, what a quick lesson to learn. And if we can learn it quick, we can grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior quick. I like that. I really do. Friends, we've been talking about the prophetic vision of George Washington, the father of America. If you'd like to check that out, you can go to the vision. It's called George Washington's Vision. It's recorded again in the Library of Congress. You can go ahead and read that through. It is some powerful stuff. And again, we can see through history that everything that's been said thus far is exactly right on the money. And the prophetic word given was verified by the Holy Ghost. Now we have another one coming up. Another trial, another tribulation, I'm sorry. And by the grace of God, we're going to make it through to the other side, friends. We're not going to give tongue to the enemy. We're not going to succumb to the enemy through fear. We're going to stand up and we're going to win the day because our Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, said so. And if he said it, I believe it, and that settles it. What's your thoughts there, Chaseford?
It's such an encouragement. I mean, there's a couple different things you can hear in that. You know, there's the encouraging word, there's the cross, there's responsibility. It's like all coming together, but you're right, the Holy Ghost is there and that's all that matters. It's promised to us, so let's stand up and take it.
Amen.
I mean, that's all there is to it.
Yeah. Now, what we can't do is sit down and worry about how this is going to come to pass. We just need to know it's coming to pass right now. What we need to do is keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, stay the course, the straight and narrow, and we get to the other side because he brings us through to the other side. God's not a man that he should lie. He hasn't lied in the past, and I rest assured, friends, he's not going to lie to you today. Got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.